Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm continuing to broadcast live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, having a great time down here, celebrating small business, celebrating and blending a little golf into it. And by the way, if you're listening over WTEK AM 1110, get yourself over here to the tournament. And it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the tournament where the champions are playing. And so get yourself over here. I think you'll have a lot of fun. Jeffrey Zabar is with us, folks. He's still with us. And I've got another topic I want to talk to him about. Jeffrey, by the way, folks, Jeff, if you just tuned in, Jeff is an award-winning journalist and award-winning small business expert and the author of a number of books on micropreneuring and just a great utility infielder for us, especially on the show, and has been now for 10 years on a number of topics. Jeffrey, one of the things that as I've said on the air before, I'm a heretic, especially with regard to social media. That doesn't mean I don't like it. I'm a true believer. It's just that I don't like the status quo. I'm concerned about the status quo. And one of the things I'm concerned about is that I worry that it gets too easy for people to stay sort of nesting behind the computer.
Right.
Using all the different social media tools and everything. And with all the rage that's going on, the craze that has happened, you know, people feel justified in doing that. And so my question, what I'm concerned about is that people aren't getting outside of their four walls. They are going out and looking people face to face. And so I make this proposal as a heretic, Jeffrey. Face to face, in person, is the original social media.
Absolutely, brother. I believe you. I'm with you, brother. You know what?
Testify.
Exactly. You know what? A status update on Facebook is not connecting. I mean, it's connecting one way, but it's not the most powerful form of connection you can do, and it's not the only form of connection you should do. Sending out a tweet and staying in front of your peeps and your tweets on Twitter is not it's not the only way to stay connected out there,
it's a tool,
or the most effective. You know, some people have made a business. There are a lot of, quote, experts who have sprouted up since social media has come along. Who've really made their name and found masses of followers through their heavy use of social media. But I got to tell you, I use social media, you use social media, we blog, we tweet, we, you know, and the like. But I never get more, as we say in the faith, nachas. I never get more good vibes, good results than the times that I sit with people across a diner table and talk for an hour, just shooting the breeze.
Do you have any stories of where because you went face to face with somebody that it made the difference?
Well, let's 2 weeks ago, I met with a prospect on a project, someone I had known for a long time. He's a marketing director at a technology company, and I do a lot of writing for technology, you know, all forms of writing. And so someone brought me in and said, this guy, let's call him John. John is looking for a writer. So I contacted John and said, I write. And I said, I do your type of writing. He goes, I did not know that. I said, look, let's get together. Let's talk about what we have and what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically, he needed a website rewrite. So we sat down ostensibly to talk about a website rewrite. By the end of the conversation, he's like, I had no idea what you do. We needed all our marketing collaterals rewritten. We need our corporate bios rewritten. We need press releases done. You know, I'm still in the business.
And how long would it have taken you to get all that out, if ever at all, if you'd stayed online? Which you could have gotten that business by just connecting virtually. He probably would have answered all of his questions, and he would have said, okay, get started. But he wouldn't have known all the other stuff, would he?
Well, let's also put it this way. How many words would it have taken me to write that in an email?
Exactly.
And you and I, if were any indication of how busy people are out there, people don't want to sit and read some 500, 1,000 word email.
Well, so what does that mean that when you're online, you're talking to people, you're conveying information, but it really isn't a conversation, is it?
It's not a conversation. It's a monologue in many respects. Yeah. And you may go back and forth and hit reply, and then he hits reply or she hits reply, and and so on and so on. But when you have that audience, when you have that person who you're sitting with across the table or at an event, sitting beside them at a seminar, or you just made the effort to get out of your home office or your corporate office, you go out and meet people, there is nothing, to me, there's nothing better than FaceTime. We are social
Jeffrey,
creatures.
I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey, thanks for your time and your wisdom.
Always great. Thank you, Jim, for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. We won't do without him. Quick break. Stay with me. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.